Go Ahead, Go Low by Sinanami. G's always been hard to impress, but Frank thinks this is kind of ridiculous. Eh, she pants, when she finally lets Frank's face up from between her legs, fingers loosening the death grip she had on his hair, hand falling away to scrape languidly through her own grease-slick hair instead. Not bad. Frank stares up at her. She's spread out on her back on the bed like a fucking post-coital starfish, slick with sweat, skin flushed and shining, head tipped indulgently back, naked except for her jacket, that fucking ugly, half-dilapidated black leather thing. She was wearing it the first time Frank watched My Chem play, the first time he trudged down her basement stairs, the first time she shoved him up against a wall and kissed him. And she's wearing it now. Right now, when Frank just made her come 3 times in a row. This isn't the first time that's happened. But it is the first time G's ever shown up at his hotel room door wearing the jacket with nothing on underneath. Fuck you, Frank says. Kind of half-serious, actually. Because seriously? What the fuck? Her fucking cunt is all over his face, and she looks about ready to pass out. But G just laughs, all throaty and fucked out from the back of her throat, and opens one black-smudged eye, peering down at him lazily. If you like, she says casually, like her thighs aren't still hitched over Frank's shoulders, like the leather isn't visibly sticking to her tits. And what fucking tits! God, was Frank annoyed? He's too turned on to remember now. Yeah, he says roughly, getting up on his knees, swiping a vague forearm over his mouth. G's legs fall back to the mattress, splayed open, cunt swollen and soaked from his mouth. She lets him look, doesn't try to curl or pull up like some of the other girls Frank's been with. When Frank meets her eyes, she's just watching him steadily, eyebrow raised the barest amount like, yeah? And Frank wants every inch of her, from her filthy hair to the soft spilling flesh of her hips. She grins at him as he swears and wrestles with his belt. Leather creaking as her hands move slowly over the curves of her own body, playing with her nipples a little. And it isn't even for Frank. He thought it was at first. Figured after too many finger-biting, Frank's, not G's, and mic-sucking incidents that teasing was one of her favorite pastimes. But now he knows better. Now he knows that 3 times is a warm-up. Fuck me, she spits, when Frank's braced over her. Her heels sliding over his bare ass, panting in each other's faces. She's got an elfin face, but a vicious mouth, a sharp, searing tongue to go with those long eyelashes. Hard, motherfucker, I mean it. Don't hold back. Another thing Frank knows now is that G means it, too. She doesn't bullshit, even when she's not drunk. I fucking love you. Frank grits out as he yanks her hips towards him, and he has to moan when he gets inside her. She's just too fucking much, hot and tight all around him, so wet and slick beneath their bodies, fucking smeared all over Frank's stomach, the insides of her thighs. Her deep, undignified, utterly filthy groan when their hips meet fast has him gritting his fucking teeth. Jesus Christ! Frank could come right now. He could come yesterday. Except he couldn't, because G's grabbing fistfuls of his hair and back and snapping her hips up like a threat, and Frank has no rhythm, technique at all. He rams into her as hard and as fast as he can, until all he can hear is their skin slapping and the buckles of her jacket clinking and her grunts of satisfaction, so close he's practically sobbing into her neck. She bites down when she comes, and when Frank follows her right into it, emerges blearily out on the other side. Her teeth are stained red, and his shoulder is throbbing angrily. It's fucking perfect. G kisses him sloppily until he's soft inside her, before she lets him pull out. She likes to pretend she isn't one for the cuddly shit, but she only protests for about a minute before relenting and letting Frank spoon up against her, the jacket in a damp, crumpled heap on the floor. It's only temporary, anyway. He smokes a cigarette, licks sweat off her stomach, and raises a questioning eyebrow at her, grinning. She smirks back at him, ashing her own cigarette onto the floor. 10 minutes.